Mary Jo Ginther is the director of tourism for Palm Springs. It's her job to sell the idea of traveling to the desert city for business or pleasure all around the world. To her, Modernism Week has two main offerings.
When we talk about Modernism Week, yes, it's fun. Yes, you know, there's a lot of martini parties, but it's also a chance to come and use your time off and your vacation to learn something about the world around you.
One of those people coming to experience the binary of Modernism Week is Joe Prados. He's tall and thin with salt and pepper hair and rounded silver glasses. Prados is an architect from Austin, Texas, here in Palm Springs for the first time.
Everything's real impressive already. I'm impressed with the vendors and the craftspeople that are here now. And I just started. We haven't even gotten to the convention center. They're going to have a ton more of craftspeople and people who deal with mid-century modern antiques and those kind of things.
Of course, as someone whose career centers on design, Joe is the ideal Modernism Week guest. When I ask him what the draw of the event is for him, he says it's more than professional.
I'd heard about Modernism Week. Other people that I know have come here, including my boss. And I love mid-century modern stuff. All that drew me. And I also grew up in a mid-century modern house when I was a kid.
Now in his 60s, Prados was born in Puerto Rico. Not only did he grow up in a mid-century style house, he says his mother loved the bright color palette and had a particular soft spot for turquoise. In Austin, where he works, Prado says he's had difficulty finding people who deal in mid-century furniture and fabrics. He's here looking to make connections and also, he says, to find inspiration.
There'll be a lot of inspiration, I'm sure.
The primary attendees of Modernism Week are affluent baby boomers. However, Chris Mobley, the chairman of the Modernism Week board, says with Palm Springs again on the map as a hip destination, the event is skewing younger.
Over the past few years, our demographic has been 45 to 65 years old. But now with the popularity of Palm Springs, we have things like the Coachella Art and Music Festival. We have, you know, summer events that are happening all year long. So now we're getting a larger group of younger people and international tourists coming to Modernism Week.
With the rise of Coachella and an influx of retro-inspired hotels like the Ace and Saguaro, younger people are flocking to the region again in numbers not seen for decades. But these people in their 20s and 30s, they're staying at hotels that are decorated in styles that would have been familiar to their grandparents. To Gen Xers and millennials, they're pretending to inhabit the world of television's Mad Men. But to the baby boomers coming to Palm Springs, maybe just for a quick weekend escape, or perhaps to relocate permanently, the city is a time capsule. Mobley attributes much of the city's comeback to the nostalgia factor.
The architecture and a lot of the stores in the Uptown Design District, they're selling new products that look very similar to that my parents had or my grandparents had, which is a really happy time in the 50s and 60s. And so people like myself are now coming to Palm Springs and feeling really happy and nostalgic about where we are today.
That lightness and sense of nostalgia imparted by Palm Springs and its architecture isn't limited to Mobley. The word that comes to mind for Mary Jo Ginther, the city's tourism director, is optimism.
You know, mid-century modern design and all the things that go with it really reflect a time back in that post-war when people were very optimistic. They were very forward-thinking. You know, the parents back then had been through World War II. They now had a crop of kids. And I think the baby boomers today coming in and seeing this sort of flashback to the past or whatever you'd like to call it really gives them that sense of optimism again.
The pure design of mid-century, the use of open space, of glass allowing the outside to come in, the exaggerated or abstract forms of furniture, it adds up to a whimsical, uncluttered elegance. It reflects a period when, like Ginther says, people were looking forward. Joe Prados, the Texas-based architect, is just returning to the festival hub from a walking tour of the Movie Colony neighborhood. It's his last day at Modernism Week, and I'm curious to see what he's found here.
I'm now working on redoing a mid-century modern office building in Austin. I've seen all kinds of images here that look like that building, and so I'll be able to take stuff back with me to show those clients.
He excitedly tells me about seeing the Kaufman House, the multiple lectures and screenings he attended, and the vendors at the convention center he'll be in touch with when he gets back to Texas. Having done so much, Prados says he's looking forward to just sitting down with his notes and photos to reflect and think as he goes back to Austin.
It's been just about overwhelming. I have to come back. Palm Springs is a great destination in itself. I've never been here before. I'm it's just beautiful. There's so much here to see and do. I'm just so pleased, and it's been very inspiring.
Taking the train back to Texas, Joe can weigh both his old and new memories of modernism. A half century later, the architectural movement's vision is still being both lived in and lived out. Visitors who remember the era and those who don't have access to desert modern life in Palm Springs. Matt Gillum, KVCR News.